Hi, and welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are on day 5 of our 100 days of podcasting. So I hope you're enjoying this series, and I hope you're doing some of the activities along with me and seeing progress in your business. But here's the thing. I want to remind you that we're probably not actually going to see progress in our business for a while. Maybe a little bit of growth, but if you keep doing that thing for 100 days, it's what happens on day 101 that we really want to be concerned about. So if you're doing this challenge along with me, and I hope you are, let me know. And let's remind each other along the way when we get frustrated and we want to quit and we're not seeing results, that it doesn't matter, that it's what happens on the 101st day that we're concerned about. All right. So are you ready to dive into today's show? We are going to talk about what is an uncharted entrepreneur. I've had a lot of people ask me, like, why did you choose that name? And I thought I would share the story today and what I define as an uncharted entrepreneur. And I'm pretty sure you are one if you're listening to this. Okay. You ready? Let's go. So how did we come up with the name Uncharted Entrepreneur? Well, first of all, I think it was my podcast coach, Stephanie Gass. Shout out to Stephanie, who actually helped me come up with that name. We were trying to figure out, what is my podcast going to be named? And, you know, you guys know I love sailing. That's my husband and I's dream, is that once he retires, we're going to take off on a sailboat and live on it for at least a year and then see where we go, see what happens after that. And one of the reasons I designed my business is I want to have that flexibility to be able to work from a sailboat. And even today, when we go out to the lake and we stay on our sailboat, I've always loved that, you know, I was able to create a job that I could work from the boat. And that's one of what makes up an uncharted entrepreneur, is they want to be able to live and work anywhere. They don't want to be tied down to four walls. And that office, even if it's the corner office, they don't want to be tied down to that. So that was kind of where we came up with that name. It was kind of like a play on the whole sailing and just being different, just kind of being willing to take that risk. And if you look up uncharted and entrepreneur in the dictionary or Google, uncharted, the definition of uncharted, according to Merriam's dictionary, is not recorded or plotted on a map, chart, or plan, an uncharted island, or just unknown. So it's unknown territory, which, wouldn't you agree, when you're starting your own business, you are stepping into unknown territory. And the definition of entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risks of a business or enterprise. And I thought it was kind of funny that they had that, assumes the risk. And I guess, yeah, you know, owning a business is risky. And especially if we're uncharted and we're going into that uncharted world, that uncharted territory. So first off, uncharted entrepreneurs, hey, we are risk takers. We are willing to step into this unknown world of starting our own business or maybe starting a new business. We're willing to take that risk. And we're willing to go left when the world goes right. And everybody else might be saying, oh, you need to do this. But we're like, no, I want to go this way. I'm feeling drawn to go here. Uncharted entrepreneurs we're dream followers, we're the doers, we're the leaders out front. We aren't followers. And some might say we're a little crazy, maybe a little quirky, but you know what? We're usually a whole lot of fun. Our motto might be, the world is our oyster, by land or sea. We're possibility thinkers. We think, why not? And sometimes maybe even, oh yeah, watch me, when we have the naysayers, right? If you follow or know anything about Enneagram, and I am not an Enneagram expert. Actually, if you know an Enneagram expert, I would love to get them on the show. You know, I'm obsessed with the Gallup Strength Finders, but Enneagram's a little different. It's more personality trait type of thing. But to me, an uncharted entrepreneur on the Enneagram is probably a 7. That's who I am. A 3. I have a lot of 3 in me as well. A 4 or 8. And again, I'm not going to get into Enneagram today. You can look it up. You can Google it. But I would say that's probably where we fall. The uncharted entrepreneur may have gone the traditional path already. You know, they did what they were supposed to do. They went to college, got the professional job. They climbed the corporate ladder. But usually an uncharted entrepreneur, when they got to the top of that ladder, they kind of looked around and realized, like, what the heck? I'm on the wrong ladder. And like, this is not what I thought it was going to be like. And even though they've experienced success, they haven't really tapped into what or who they really wanted to be. Some uncharted entrepreneurs have had those, again, successful careers, but all the way through, they've always felt like they were that round peg in a square hole, not quite fitting in. You guys know, you know, I've had huge success in direct sales, but I've always kind of felt that way. Like, I just always felt like, wait, why can't we do it this way? Or sometimes I did it my own way, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But there was just always this, like, I don't know if I really fit in here, even though I was there for a long time. And I was hugely successful. So maybe you can relate to that. Some uncharted entrepreneurs love their careers, and they found achieved huge success. They found the fame, the fortune, but it's over. Like, they retired, or maybe they were downsized, and maybe they weren't ready to let go of that career that they absolutely loved, but now they are forced to find something new, and they're not ready for the traditional retirement. Because they know they have a lot left to give. And perhaps even they think the best is still inside of them. And they want to share that with the world. I think that's a lot of uncharted entrepreneurs actually fall into that category. Some of you may have known since birth that you were an uncharted entrepreneur. And you weren't going to go the traditional path ever. You've created your own path since the beginning of time. And you've done it even when others said you shouldn't. You've gone that path anyway. And I was thinking about who are some famous uncharted entrepreneurs? I would say definitely like Walt Disney, Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Brendon Burchard, Mary Kay Ash. There's probably a lot more female. Like, where are the female uncharted entrepreneurs? Let me know. Who are the famous uncharted entrepreneurs out there? There's got to be a lot of us, or a lot of them. I'm not famous, but I couldn't think of them this morning. So uncharted entrepreneurs, we know we have a story to share, and we're ready to share it. As uncharted entrepreneurs, you've discovered God's calling for your life. Or you're open to discover it. Maybe you haven't tapped into that yet. You haven't had somebody come alongside you and help you discover your true calling, but you know it's there. You just haven't figured it out yet. And they're bold enough to live it once they find it. As an uncharted entrepreneur going in that uncharted territory, you've got to be brave, courageous, not afraid of hard work. But at the same time, you crave that freedom, flexibility, and family time. You're not willing to give up those things in order to have success. A lot of us are a little competitive, maybe a lot competitive, if you ask my husband. But a lot of times, we aren't competing against anybody but ourselves. We just want to achieve things. And success to the uncharted entrepreneur is about accomplishing what we set out to do. It's about serving others. It's about helping others. It's about having that satisfaction of a job well done. It's about providing a great life for our families with memories and experiences. To me, an uncharted entrepreneur, we're about the experience, not the thing. And most of us don't really care about the number of likes we have or the fame. We want the achievement, the accomplishment. Now, that being said, can I share a secret with you? One of my big ultimate wow goals is to someday be able to speak from a stage. I don't want to do it for the fame. I just want to do it for that experience and to be able to really touch a lot of people. I've always had that dream inside of me. It's crazy because I am an introvert, but I love speaking from a stage. So that's one of my goals. I always thought it was going to be in my direct sales business, but now I realize like I don't even know where that stage is going to be. So we have something to say, and we're not afraid to say it, I guess is the thing there. Most uncharted entrepreneurs have or want to have their priorities in order. They know they want that harmony and work and life, and they are determined to have it all. And I love the saying, another motto we have is work like a captain, play like a pirate. Not afraid of hard work, but then we want to play hard too. We work hard and play hard. And an uncharted entrepreneur just has that burning desire, that fire in their belly. And like a wildfire, it's a calling that can't be stopped. So those are all the things that I feel like makes up an uncharted entrepreneur. So I would love to know, is that you? Are you an uncharted entrepreneur? Maybe you're an uncharted entrepreneur that's stuck. And if you're feeling like, yeah, that's all of me, Sherry, but I'm not living out my calling. I don't even know what my calling is, or I'm stuck in this traditional job. Help me get out. Then I would invite you to, you know, reach out to me and let's schedule a quick, like 15-minute discovery call and see if we'd be a fit to work together. One of my joys is helping my clients find their true calling, because sometimes they're beating their head against the wall because they're banging on the wrong wall and they're not finding success. And in 15, 20 minutes, usually we could have a breakthrough and I could help them discover like, wait, that's the wrong wall. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And it's amazing what happens when they get that breakthrough and the success that follows and the joy. So I love helping uncharted entrepreneurs get set free. So if you want to grab a quick free call, let's do that and see, you know, whether or not we're fit to work together. We may or may not be, and that's totally cool. The other thing I want to mention is, do you know an uncharted entrepreneur that's highly successful? Like they've done this, they're living their calling, and they're having huge success. I would love to feature them on my podcast. I'm going to start a series of highly successful uncharted entrepreneurs where I do highlight and do interviews with these men or women. So either one, it's not just for the ladies here. So if you know somebody, let me know and put me in contact with them. I would highly appreciate that. All right, friends, as always, you know, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if you are an uncharted entrepreneur. Did what I say describe you, and what part of it resonated with you? What part of what I shared was like, that's so me? DM me. Usually I'm hanging out on Facebook way too much. You can DM me on Instagram. And of course, shoot me an email at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. And I'm just Sherry Miter on Facebook and Instagram. It's in the show notes. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.